later on Saturday afternoon, I was just sitting there relaxing, having a beer, thinking about going out to a restaurant, and I saw a couple of dogs running along the other side of the bank, and they chased something into the water. All I could see was a couple of little ears seemed to be sort of above the water, and it turned out to be a joey trying to swim across that, from that side of the creek to the side I was on. It basically got about halfway across and then went underwater. It was trying to get onto a log and it went underwater. So I put my beard down and ran across the creek and jumped in and managed to grab it by the tail as it was sort of going underwater. I managed to pull it out, get it over to the bank where it seemed dead. But I thought I would just try to give it some CPR. So I sort of used my hand as a funnel and was blowing into its mouth and putting it on its side. After about 10 minutes, it started to move its paw a tiny bit and then vomited up and started to come back to life. I thought I might have been wasting my time, but I thought I would keep trying anyway. So then I grabbed a couple of towels and I dried it up. I made up a pouch as if it was, you know, like a joey's pouch, and just kept it warm. I was basically patting it and just holding it close to my chest, just trying to keep it warm. By then, we're supposed to be going out for dinner, so I walked up around the corner to the restaurant to see if anybody there knew the number for the Wires people so that we could contact them. They came about an hour later and took her away.
And that's not the first time you've rescued an animal, is it?
One other time, about 10 years ago, I saw a little black fur ball in a puddle of water. And I went up and had a look at it, and it was a little puppy. It had no paws, had been locked in an enclosure or something, and it had tried digging out of the concrete enclosure and basically wore its paws down to the bone. Hadn't eaten for a few weeks, so I got that one, and now it's a 68-kilo Rottweiler cross Great Dane, still living with us.